Ah, very clever Edith Bowman.
Hiya! The weird thing is, I said to Alan, what's this Simple Plan when I'm gone record? Do I like this or not? And he went, oh, yeah, you like, you play it.
I didn't know. I did not know. Although I should have guessed, because the song was like 4.5 minutes, and we don't have any 4.5 minute song.
Edith chopped herself into the record, so we press a button on the computer screen and the record starts. So we're all around the other side of the desk reading stuff on the internet about us. And then
we were Googling ourselves.
About how great we are.
Just about how great the listening show, the figures are. Thank you, by the way, for tuning in. And then all of a sudden someone's just gone, ah! And there's Edith has chopped herself into the middle of the record. It's very clever. Let's hear it, right? No, we're not gonna waste another moment in this town.
Whoa, we won't come back. The world is calling out. Whoa, but you weren't expecting me. Were ya? How are you? I hope, Chris, I hope you're not off having a wee cigarette or a wee or... You know, as not you said yesterday, you were going to phone and leave me a message of you on the loo. Hopefully you're not in the middle of that right now.
Right.
Just yesterday morning, you know, when you got me completely hook, line and sinker with the old giving out the phone number and stuff. And then after the show, you text me your new number and stuff. Just wanted to double check. It was 0-777-0-774-914. 0-777-0-774-914. That was right, wasn't it?
No. Very clever. It's good, that's well done. That's very well done.
Is this Dirty Tricks now? Do we get dirty on this now?
Listen, don't take this in an offensive way, but that bitch is dead.
Dirty, yeah.
And I mean that in a friendly way.
Yeah.
Oh, that, she's...
We've got to think of some end.
She's going down to Chinatown. Let's set fire to her house.
I can't do that.
Very clever, though.
It's all got to be show-related, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Because the only place that these revenge-type attacks can happen is on the air.
But is Scott going to get involved now? Because
what?
Because of that number.
What's the number? Everybody's texting a flirt overt number. Scott's like this. Well, don't drag me into it. What have I done?
Scott's asleep.
That's true. He never hears the show. What can we do?
Let's not say it on air. Let's surprise them.
We can have a war cabinet meeting after the show.
I have a few ideas.
Get all our new listeners to turn up.
Do you know, we could stick a lion in there. I know someone at Whipsnade Zoo.
Put a lion in the studio.
Yeah.
Get Barclay the sea lion.
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah, but you need water and a big bath.
Good afternoon, it's Edith Bowman on Radio 1. If that's indeed the noise that they make, which they do.
Possibly.
Right, 8199 if you have any ideas of how we can get Edith Bowman back. But it has to be an on-air thing. Alright, okay. So I'm thinking out loud now.
We need a creative meeting.
Don't do that.
We'll cook
something.
Because
if we say it, Edith will expect it.
We need to let it rest a little bit and then hit her when she's least expecting it.
Right. You know, when she's yeah, exactly. When
surprise.
When she's all unaware and a little bit dizzy. 1 o'clock. We'll try 1 o'clock today.